All right, everyone, welcome to episode 42 of the podcast, dude. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I'm here to help you make better podcasts, here to help you take it to the next level. Edit that out, man. We're not leaving that in. Okay, today's show is titled, I just started a podcast, how much money can I expect to make? And this is a question I got from Zach. He sent me an email. Started a new show, and I thought this is a really good question. So this episode is for you if you are new to podcasting, if you don't currently have a plan for making money yet, but you'd kind of like to in your mind. You're thinking about it and you're like, podcasting is cool, and I spend a lot of time on it, and I bought some equipment, I bought some gear. It would be nice if I could make some money with podcasting. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Got some good stuff for you guys. So let's go ahead and jump right in into this intro music. Sweet, sweet bass. Just got back from a week of sabbatical, which was really, really awesome. Maybe I'll tell you guys about that in the after show. But for now, my name is Aaron Dowd. Let's do it. Okay, everybody, this is your first time joining. Thank you. If this is your 42nd time, 42nd, secondith, I don't know how you would say that. If you've been listening for a while, thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Thanks for showing up. Like I said, my name is Aaron Dowd. I am the podcast producer for the Sean West Network. I edit all the shows. I am an audio wizard. I also play drums. I enjoy music. I enjoy audio. And I enjoy helping people make podcasts. So with that in mind, we're talking about making money with podcasting today. Because who does not like to make money? I like making money. I know every single one of you likes to make money, but sometimes making money with podcasting is kind of tricky. It can be a hard thing. And I just want to say to start this off, it's totally okay to want to make money with podcasting, but don't let a lack of money, don't let the fact that you're not making money with your podcast keep you from creating it. So this question that I got, how much I just started a podcast, how much money can I expect to make, or how long will it take me to start making money? If you're just starting out and you don't already have a pre-existing audience from somewhere else, something else that you've done, I would say don't expect to make any money with podcasting in the first couple of years. Now, that's not to say it's not possible. It definitely is possible. But it's also possible that you might not grow what I would call a medium or large audience, which would be more than 1,000 downloads per episode. It's possible that you might not grow that audience in the first few years. And really, I believe that podcasting is a long-term investment in your future. It's not a quick way to make money. And that doesn't mean it's not worth it. There are many benefits to doing a podcast. And I talked more about that in episode 27, which was the title of that was a question. Why are you podcasting? Because I want you guys to think about why you're podcasting. But I want to bring in an example here. Doing something because you enjoy it. And it has the possibility of making money, but maybe not. Playing drums. So I play drums. I've played drums since I was 12 years old. I'm 30 years old now. So I started when I was 12, and I played drums quite a lot. I mean, there were years where I probably spent 10 to 15 to 20 hours a week playing drums or practicing or learning about music and all these things. The first time I ever made money, this is actually kind of a funny story. I was in college, and I had a band with some friends, a guy that's now actually currently my roommate. And we knew some jazz players that were supposed to play at a bar in Fort Worth, this little hole in the wall. Well, their band had double booked, and the bar wanted somebody to cover for them. So, like, the day before, these guys in this band emailed my roommate, the guy I was currently playing in a band with. We didn't even really have a band. And they were like, hey, can you go play at this bar tomorrow night? And we were, like, 18 years old. We were like, yeah, sure. And we didn't have like songs prepared. We didn't have anything prepared. And it was so bad that after about 20 minutes, the bar owner like stopped us and pulled us aside and said, hey, thank you guys so much. But if we give you $60, will you go away? So that was but I made some money from it, right? That was the first time I ever made money. And so it was another 3 or 4 years after that that I got in a band that actually started getting paid to play shows. So my point here is that if you're worried about making money with doing something that you like, if you need to make money with it, it might, like for podcasting, it might not be the right time to be focused on making a podcast. And Charlie had asked in the chat, I podcast, but I don't earn money for it. Should I be? Well, it's really good that you're asking this question. And seriously, it's great that you're thinking about this. So I got another story for you guys here. This year, I've really been focusing on getting back in shape. And last week, I had a conversation with my friend and one of the community members, Alex Kellerman, about running and diet. And that was really helpful for me. And I really enjoyed that conversation. So I started thinking about, I thought to myself, man, it'd be kind of fun to do a podcast where I interview people about health and fitness, you know, like their workout routines, their habits, how they eat healthy, what their journey was, you know, stuff like that. And the more I thought about it, you know, I thought to myself, well, it'd be fun to make a podcast for fitness, but how would I make money with that? If I did do a podcast about fitness, I'd be paying for hosting, right? Like I'd have to get Simplecast or SoundCloud or something, and I'd be investing a bunch of time into it, you know, scheduling calls, doing interviews. You know, it would be worth it to me, and like I would get out a lot out of it. I know other people would find it valuable, but there's something else that, you know, I and you have to consider when it comes to doing a podcast, and that's opportunity cost. You know, how much time am I going to invest in this podcast? You know, if I were to do a podcast about fitness, that would be time and mental energy that I wouldn't be able to invest in other things like this course that I'm supposed to be working on called Successful Podcasting. You know, there's a lot of things that I need to be doing on that. And as it is, I don't think I'm spending enough time during the week on that. And that's on, you know, I want to work on that on top of this podcast, which takes up a lot of time by itself, because I like to do things like writing detailed show notes because I think that's important. I prepare a ton. I think that's really important. You know, I like to talk to people on Twitter, on social media, answer emails, do more writing. All that stuff takes up a lot of time, and another podcast would split my focus. And then there's the matter of consistency. You know, would I have time to do this second podcast every week? So I'm thinking about these things, and I'm also thinking about, you know, while losing weight and being healthy is one of my long-term goals, I'm not planning on making a living teaching people how to do it. So even if I did a podcast about it, I'm not sure how I would make money with it other than maybe ads or you know, doing Patreon. So even then, that's a ton of additional work. So my point is that you need to think about how your podcast fits into your long-term goals. So this podcast, I'm talking about the podcast dude here, it fits into mine because producing podcasts, you know, has been my full-time job for the past couple of years. And doing the show helps me get better at that job. It also is growing an audience of people interested in making podcasts. And I'm working on courses for you guys. I'll probably do other products in the future, maybe ebooks, maybe screencast courses, all kinds of stuff. There's tons of stuff I could make. So even though I'm not making money with it directly right now, I have a plan for how to make money with it in the future. So let's talk about making money. I said earlier, I want you guys to think about how you could possibly make money in the future with your podcast. And there's some obvious options, and these come up a lot. Most people think of these when they think, how do I make money with podcasting? Sponsors, right? We don't do ads or sponsors on the Sean West Network, the podcast network that I'm a part of, but I'm not above talking about it. So if you want to sell ads, what you're going to be doing is growing a specific kind of audience and then finding companies that have products or services that your audience would be interested in. This is why it's important to have a pretty narrow focus for your show. I know a lot of you guys, I've talked to people before, they say they're starting a podcast and they just have a super broad general topic for their podcast. Like they do a show about tech. It's like, great, a show about tech. Well, there's already a ton of shows about technology, and technology can mean so many different things. When a new audience member or someone is looking for a podcast to listen to, and they're the kind of person that is interested in technology, a show just about tech in general, they may look at it and go, well, you know, looks like this show, they talk about Apple one week, they talk about Microsoft the next week, they talk about machine learning the week after that. Some of this stuff I'm interested, some of this stuff I'm not super interested. It's kind of all over the place. What they're probably going to do is they're going to look for a show that's a little more specialized. You know, the deeper you can go, the more interested a person... Well, no, let me start that over. What am I trying to say here? Going off script here. Let's use my show for example. if I just did a show about podcasts, well, maybe one week I'd talk about the new microphones that come out. Maybe the next week I would talk about a show that I really enjoy, and so on. It's better to have a very specific focus. Like, my podcast is for this very specific type of person, someone who is interested in making a better podcast. Well, if I wanted to sell ads, I don't. But if I wanted to sell ads, because I have focused on a very specific type of person, someone who wants to make a better podcast, I could go to companies that provide products and services for that specific person. So this is something I want you guys to think about if you have a very, very broad topic for your show and you're thinking about selling ads. I would encourage you to narrow the focus a little bit. Don't try to cover 15 different topics on your show, because chances are most of your audience members aren't going to be interested in all of those things. You can reach someone more effectively if you have a more narrow focus. Okay, so the second obvious option here is Patreon. So Patreon is basically asking people to support you out of the goodness of their hearts. You give them something valuable, they want to help you out, give you a little bit of money. That's cool. And this works for a lot of people. So there's one problem with this, and that's if you're providing a ton of value to someone, they feel obligated to repay you in some way. That's called the rule of reciprocity. Supporting you through Patreon, giving you a couple dollars every month, is one way that they can kind of square that debt. That is, they're not feeling obligated to you. So you're kind of using up that obligation that they have. If you create a course, or if you create an ebook, or if you have sponsors, those people may feel like, well, I'm already supporting this person. Why are they taking up my time with sponsors, or why are they asking me to go sign up for this other thing or pay for this other thing? So that's just something to think about. And I have to say that I've never used Patreon before, because I have a different plan for making money with my podcast, but it is a really interesting option and a really interesting platform. And I'd like to talk about it more in a future episode. So I'm going to try to find someone to come on the show and talk about it. Okay, Kyle Adams, good question here. Kyle had asked, why do you choose to not have sponsors? That is an excellent question. And I think me and Sean McCabe and I, who runs this network, are going to talk about this in a live event, a webinar that we're doing that I'll tell you guys more about a little bit later. But personally, I believe that it is better to make money other ways. So the less obvious options, go ahead and jump into this. Got a question in the chat from Femka. She had asked, if I want to make money from my podcast, but I don't want to engage in sponsorships, what are some other ways I could explore to make money from it? This is my favorite question right here. Hang on, green tea. There are many different ways to make money from podcasting. Selling ads isn't the only option. Patreon isn't the only other option. Whatever. There are other far less obvious ways of using your podcast. You know, things like selling products. If you have a product, say, let me pull something out of a hat here. Coffee. I was on a show this past week with Joe Darnell, podcast called Top Brew. We talked about coffee, my coffee habit. It's bad. There is a sponsor of that show called Angel Cup, which is a subscription coffee service. And I have a not, and I know that they started their own podcast because the founder emailed me after doing the show. And he was like, hey, I see you do a podcast about podcasting. I just started a podcast, so I'm going to listen to it. I was like, okay, cool. So he's doing a podcast. I'm assuming it's about coffee, since his company is Angel Cup and they sell coffee subscriptions. So your podcast can be a way to build awareness of the products that you have for sale. Same thing with subscriptions or client services. You know, that's a big thing for me. Even though I'm full-time working for Sean McCabe, if I was not, I would be attracting lots of people to my services, which are helping people make podcasts, editing, post-production. So this podcast is a great way to get to build awareness of that. Consulting is another option. If you know how to do something, if you have done something like started a podcast or built a website or helped someone edit a book or done some programming thing, there's, you know, whatever you're really, really good at that people are willing to pay you money for, you can charge for that. You know, as much as I enjoy listening to podcasts, I know a lot of you, some of you listening have reached out to me and asked if I could listen to your podcast. Well, I'll be honest, some of your shows I'm just not interested in, sorry. But even some of the shows that I might be interested in, I have a backlog of 3 months of podcasts that I want to listen to that I haven't got to listen to because I just don't have the time. So what I've done now, if people send me an email and ask me if I will check out their podcast and give them some feedback, I say, you know, I'll explain this. I say, I'm super, super busy. So if you want to do this, I'd be happy to sell you a service. And the service is you give me X amount of dollars and I will listen to your podcast and write you up a review and tell you how you can make it better. Well, that's an opportunity that I would not have gotten to have, except that I do a podcast about making better podcasts. I feel like I've said podcast way too many times this episode. So consulting is an option. Think about ways that you could sell that related to, you know, if you're a designer, you could do design consulting. Teach people how to do it, provide more value through consulting. Another way that I make a little bit of money on the side is affiliate or referral sales. So if you've never heard of this before, basically, you go to a website or a company like Amazon, and they will give you money if you use a special URL to send someone to one of their products. Like, say I recommend a microphone, I go to their website, I copy a URL, I have a program called, Affiliates. It's a Mac app. And anytime I copy something on my computer that is an Amazon.com link, then it will add an affiliate token, like a little string at the end of the URL. And anytime anyone goes and visits that, I get a small cut of that sale. Just couple cents or a couple dollars, depending on how much it is. Well, then at the end of the month, I get a small kickback from Amazon. So that's cool, right? Like, I'm telling you guys about these products because I believe in them, but I don't have a store. You know, I guess I could go buy a bunch of microphones and sell them to you individually, but I don't want to deal with all that. That's too much hassle. That's a lot of work. So Amazon referral sales, there's a lot of companies, a lot of websites that offer referral options. A couple that come to example, I've been talking a lot about the way I do daily planning lately. So I bought this notebook called Self Journal. That's a really nice way to plan out your day. Well, if you go to their website and scroll to the bottom, they have a affiliate program where you sign up and then you can get a special link. And anytime anyone goes to their website through that link and buys a journal, you get like $5 from the sale, which is cool, right? So I use that. So check with any services or products that you use and recommend. Check if there's an option for affiliate or referral sales. Get that set up. Google that if you've never heard of this idea before and you're not quite sure how that works, there's probably some great tutorials that'll teach you how to do that. Whew. Gotta slow down and take a breath. Talking fast today. All right. So reasons to podcast that are not making money. Somebody help me out here. What's a better way to say that? There are some great reasons to podcast outside of making money, outside of doing an income. And I've said this before that I actually think these are more valuable long-term than making money in the short term. And what do I mean when I say these? Specifically, relationships. I'm huge on relationships. And I asked Twitter this morning, I said, how many of you guys are doing podcasts? Are you making money with it? If so, how? And if not, you know, what are you getting out of it? And something that came up, most of the people that responded say that it's actually more about relationships. And I am all for this because I personally believe that relationships are some of the most important, valuable, long-term investments that you can make. You get to know somebody and it can change the course of your entire life. It can lead to jobs. It can lead to so many amazing things. So even if there was never a chance that I would make money with podcasting, I still believe that the value I would get out of the relationships I've built would be worth it, would make that time investment worth it. Another side effect that I think is really, really valuable is that you will get, if you do it consistently, you will get better at communicating and writing. So another alternative reasons for podcasting. Thank you, Charlie. That's a great way to say that. So another response that I really liked, podcasting is a way to become known in your field of work without having to work for a top company. And I really, really like this. I'm building a name for myself as someone who helps people make podcasts, high quality podcasts, just by doing this podcast. You know, I could go possibly do a similar thing if I went and worked at NPR for years, And it wouldn't be a bad thing because I'm sure I would learn a ton. Maybe eventually I could work on a show like Serial or This American Life. And then I would have that to put on my resume. But instead, I'm not relying on somebody else to build my fame. I'm taking that matter into my own hands and producing content and learning and talking with people and getting to know what people are struggling with. And there's many, many people that have done this. A couple people that come to mind are Chris Coyer and Dave Rupert of the Shop Talk Show. They are very well-known web designers, web developers. And the reason I heard about them, and I think the reason a lot of people heard about them in the first place, was because of their podcast. Or alternatively, Chris Coyer, who did CSS Tricks, which wasn't necessarily a podcast. There was a screencast, but he wrote blog posts, which are pretty similar to podcasting, you know, trying to help people who are making websites. And he became really, really well known for that. And I just want to say, I was thinking about this back to the making money thing. I was thinking about this a few weeks ago. Chris and Dave, the Shop Talk Show, great show. They sell ads. That's how they monetize. But I was thinking about this. They have listeners in the tens of thousands. I don't know what it is specifically, but they have a lot of listeners. Well, they sell ads for, you know, I don't know how much exactly they sell ads, but let's just say that they sell ads for $1,000 per episode. So they sell two or three ads, they make $2,000 or $3,000. That's pretty amazing, right? Great. Cool. Good for them. I'm stoked for them. A lot of the companies that support them are great, valuable stuff for their audience. That's fine. But I was thinking about this and I was like, what are some other ways these guys could make money? Well, since they have a huge audience, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 people, whatever, if they were paying attention to the questions these people ask, and they are, because the show is about helping people, they could make products, courses, and ebooks and promote those on the show. So let's say they made an ebook that's like 50 things every web designer should know how to do. And they work on that for a few weeks or a few months and they post it up, sell it for $10, and half of their audience bought it. And their audience is constantly growing and cycling out. And, you know, by doing a book like that, they could probably even expand their audience further. So let's say 5,000 people bought that at $10, $50,000. Not bad, not bad. Just something to think about. You know, you can see how investing a little bit of time in a longer term play can really pay off. So anyways, I was just thinking about that. Okay, so to wrap up, in summary, there's lots of ways to make money with podcasting, but you will not make any money if you quit. If you quit prematurely, if you haven't started a show yet, or if your show is still new, I'd really encourage you to spend some time thinking about this. Spend some time thinking about ways that you might be able to make money besides selling ads or doing something like Patreon. And I'm not going to hate on you if you do that, but I just want you to explore some alternatives, invest some time in thinking about it, and just remember that it's going to take a lot of time and effort, work to grow an audience. So think about how doing your podcast plays into your long-term goals and create a plan for ways to provide value to your audience. And if you're like me and your podcast does not align with your long-term goals or your career or the ways that you think you can make money, then you might just have to accept that it is just going to be for fun, or it is just going to be for building friends or for building relationships. And that's okay, that you don't have to make money with everything you do. Some things are actually more fun if you can do them without needing to make money from it. Because that kind of changes, you know, it kind of changes your motivation and the reason that you do certain things. That's a whole show in and of itself. We could talk about that later. Okay, so finally, before we go, I got to say, Sean McCabe and I are going to be doing a live event, a webinar about how to make money with podcasting. And, you know, I really just scratched the surface today of what we're going to talk about on this event. So you guys need to go to thepodcastdude.com and sign up for my email list to get notified. Seriously, it's going to be amazing. Sean has so many amazing things to say about this, and I don't want you to miss out. So go sign up. Go sign up. I'm going to post a link in the chat just in case anyone, excuse me, here has not signed up yet. Thepodcastdude.com. Go get it. Go sign up. Get on that list. All right. And if you have any further questions, or if you have any thoughts, or if you are monetizing in a way that I have not mentioned today, I'd actually really like to hear your story. I want to talk about this. I am not opposed to revisiting this in the future. So send me an email, aaron@thepodcastdude.com, or hit me up on Twitter. I am @thepodcastdude. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you want to find show notes, you can find those at thepodcastdude.com/42. I have detailed, exhaustive show notes for every single episode. I spend a ton of time on them, so hopefully you guys find that valuable. And maybe if you like reading better than you like listening to podcasts, you just go do that. So either way. Okay, let's see. I want to read you guys a review real quick. Haven't done that for a little while because I've had a ton of guests on the show, which, you know, hopefully you've been enjoying. Let's see, which review do I want to read? Okay, so review from Tour Junkies. I like that. I enjoy touring. Love the practicality that Aaron brings. Editing, music, and sound quality are top notch. This is your source for podcasting. Subscribe. Thank you, Tour Junkies. I really, really appreciate that. If you guys want to support the show, see what I'm doing there. If you guys want to support the show and learn more and grow, go to seanwest.com/community. Join the community that we're a part of. I was telling everyone in the community chat this morning, this place has been one of the best things that's ever happened to me. We come together and we talk about not just podcasting, but so many other things. I pick up great ideas and habits in here. It seems like every single day I'm just learning how to make my life better and make better choices. And it pushes me to be a better person. And I really, if you're the kind of person who is interested in getting better at what you do, I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. Not to mention, we have the live chat that goes 24/7. You can jump in, ask questions, engage in conversations, meet amazing people. Live shows we stream every single weekday. You can listen live to this one and a bunch of other great shows. The people in here are top-notch, and it really is incredible. I cannot say enough good things about it. You're going to get a lot out of it. So go check that out, seanwest.com/community. I think that's pretty much it. What am I forgetting? seanwest.com/conference. Ooh, the conference. I'm not going to say too much about that other than we are getting together in Austin. And if you sign up for that, you get a full year of community membership, which is amazing. I'm so, so excited to hang out with all you guys. It's going to be great. seanwest.com/conference. Go check that out. If you're on Snapchat, you want to follow me on Snapchat. I'm Aaron, CWA. That's been really fun. I like it. All right. I think we got a couple questions to do in the after show. All right, guys. Don't go anywhere. Listen to this music. I will be right back. Okay, it's an interesting conversation here. Charlie had brought up a good point. She said, before the community, I assumed that all legit podcasts had sponsors, just because most seem to. So I can see why people starting out would get caught in that trap. Yeah, that's... Legit podcast. What does that mean? What does it mean to have a legit podcast? Well, just because you don't have 10 or 15,000 listeners means you're not legit? Yeah, I'm not down with that. You can have a legit podcast and only have 300 subscribers. And in fact, most people don't start off being super successful. No one ever picked up an instrument and then, you know, a year later was Aerosmith. Terrible example. No one ever picks up an instrument and then is instantly famous. You have to put in the time to get good. It just takes time. Some of these people that you hear about one day, you know, Sarah Koenig of Serial, you hear, oh, she's just like overnight success, right? Just came out of nowhere with this mind-blowing podcast and all of a sudden she's famous. And why can't that be me? It doesn't work like that. She worked in radio and broadcasting for years, put in so much time. You're not there yet. You're just not there yet. And that's okay. You don't have to be. It's a journey. And you're, as Garrett says, your mom will always listen to your podcast, and that's all that matters. I don't think my mom listens to my podcast, actually. I should probably send her a link. So many people in my life, like outside of the internet, don't even really, I don't think they know that I do a podcast. I just don't, like, I don't talk about this stuff with a lot of the people in my family, and I don't know. My roommate knows I do a podcast because he listens. All right. So John Luden had asked, do you think it's okay to curate on your podcast and content on a specific area of your business, but offer a wider set of services that relate to it, but aren't always an exact match? Like John is curating on e-commerce. So that's kind of what he does. But like curating on e-commerce, but offering web design and branding as a service, it's only got partial overlay. Is that an issue? Well, I think it like depends on what you want to be known for, man. Like, do you want to do web design and branding in addition to e-commerce stuff? Is that part of your value add? Is that something you want to be doing 5 or 10 years from now? Think about your long-term goals, and if they align with your long-term goals, then yeah, it's totally fine. Like, bring people in for your e-commerce podcast and then upsell them. Like, they need an e-commerce site, they're going to also need a website, obviously. They're going to need design, they're going to need branding. So yeah, you can, yeah, definitely. If I can use myself as an example for that. You know what? I'm wondering. I'm all about curating, personally. Like I said, with the fitness podcast, that's part of the reason why I didn't want to do it, is because I don't necessarily need to be known, or I don't plan on being known as a fitness guy. You know, some people make a full-time career out of it, and that's fine. You know, I put myself in the podcasting box because it's easier for people to understand me. And I believe that if I did, I could do 3 different podcasts very easily right now. I could do a podcast about podcasting. I could do a podcast about music and making music and being a musician, possibly being a professional musician. I could make a podcast about fitness, about eating healthy, about dieting. And maybe I could grow an audience, a decent sized audience for all 3 of those, but that's splitting my focus. And not only that, but it's really keeping all 3 down and possibly even confusing people. Whereas if I just focus on one, I have 3 times as much time to invest in it. I'm going to be spending all my time on that. I'm going to be curating on that. I'm going to become known for that. And as Sean says, eventually, if you want to transition into something else, maybe someday I'll transition into being a fitness coach. I don't know. Well, then I've already got a big audience from the podcasting thing that some of them might follow me over. Or if I want to be a recording and audio engineer, teach people how to do that, I bet a bunch of people will follow me from podcasting that. Yeah, I think, yeah, just thinking about where you want to be in 5 or 10 years and ask, is this thing I'm doing right now going to get me closer to that? That's so important. If you don't know where you want to be in 5 or 10 years, well, it's important stuff to figure out. Ooh, something great I learned this week. I posted this on Twitter, but I was thinking about it last night. The tweet that I put out was, think about the hardest or scariest thing that you know you should do and do that. Because I think a lot of us spend time thinking about things that we know we should be doing, whether that's writing a big course or trying to start a company or losing, you know, 10 or 20 pounds or paying off some debt, whatever. There's going to be a few, you know what these are personally. I've got a few, some of them I'm talking about publicly, some of them I'm not, but if something seems big or nearly impossible or scary in some way, chances are you should probably be doing it or working towards accomplishing it. And it's hard because sometimes we have that little voice in your head that's like, you know, oh, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to let this thing go, or I don't want to try and fail. But I think the way to grow, the way to make progress, and part of finding happiness is trying and doing those hard things, because really chances are you're going to surprise yourself and actually reach your goal if you set it. And even if you don't, I think, even if you try for something massive and you fail, that is still a more interesting story than, you know, I did never try to do this because I wasn't sure if I was going to get there. That's not a good story. But I tried this epic thing and I didn't quite reach it, or I haven't made it yet, but I'm still working on it. That's a much better story. So I was just thinking about that. Yeah. So do the big thing, do the scary thing, do that thing in your mind that's like, oh, I know I should do this, but I don't want to think about it because it seems impossible. Like, make up your mind to work on it. Take it to the next level. I want to help you guys. All right. So I hope that was helpful for you guys. If you have any further questions, Aaron@thepodcastdude.com. I'm going to let you go because it is time to go watch the Apple event in a little bit. I'm really excited. I'm excited about a 10-inch iPad. All right. Have an excellent week. I will talk to you all next time.